B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, K-Rock.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Ahoy. Yeah, you all right? Yeah. You need a lozenge?
Well, pardon me. I got an emphysema.
My apologies for saying anything. That's a killer disease.
I don't know why you apologize for it. You didn't have nothing to do with it.
No, I didn't. Cigarettes did. What can I do for you, sir? Can I have a first name, sir?
Yeah. Ty.
Ty? T-Y? Yeah. Ty? Hey, Ty.
Yeah.
Yeah. What brings you here today? What are you calling in for?
Well, I was just calling in because you're always talking about pornography you find out in the dirt.
Pornography that you find out in the dirt. D-Train calls it something like hedge porn.
That's a hedge, sir. You may call it a shrub or shrubbery.
Hedge porn. You ever hear of hedge porn, Ty?
Yeah.
Where are you? Are you from Kentucky?
I'm the place where I'm from, they call it the Four Corners. I don't even know, you know, what state. Some of them say, Tennessee, Georgia,
Tennessee, Georgia. You don't sure what state it was, either Tennessee or Georgia or something like that.
Well, you go ahead and laugh if you want to, but you get up in the hills, it don't matter. There ain't no good man up there.
So are you somebody that was raised in the hills?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And you seem familiar with pornography that's in the mud. Hedge porn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm just surprised you didn't seem to know much about it. I thought you was an educated man.
Well, I never heard the term hedge porn.
Well, we didn't necessarily call it hedge porn. We just, the spank nudie books, that's one thing. And...
So that's so you didn't call it hedge porn. You called it spank and nudie books.
Yeah. Hey, brother. You got any nudie books? That's what I'm saying.
And would they be left outside in the mud?
Well, we tend to take better care of things. I guess when you got money to burn, you just go and throw it out there. But we treasured it, man.
You treasured. Now, how far back are we talking? If you're a man now with emphysema, this has to go way back.
Yeah. I'm probably back in the 1970s.
Okay, back in the 70s. And what kind of nudie books did you have back then? The Playboy and all that.
Well, Playboy was that's fairly that's what I call a starter porn.
Wait a second. How old were you in this point in time when you first went out into the woods to look at porn?
Well, I didn't particularly, first time I saw porn, I was awful young. When I started to really enjoy it and collect it, I probably was around 8 or 9 years old.
8 or 9 years old, and you had starter porn, which was Playboy.
Well, that's the way I look at it, the way a young man progresses, no different working on a car. First, you got to find out what all the parts are and where they should be before you can appreciate that something's where it shouldn't be.
Yeah, I understand that.
What literature would you progress to next?
Yeah, what's next after you got your Playboy?
Step two would be what?
Well, not everybody gets a chance to, follow a syphilis.
You're saying Playboy starter, so if that's a starter, naturally there had to be a step two.
If I was to start all over again, I'd start out Playboy again, and maybe you get your next step, probably be a club or a ooey.
that's wee. And that was the next step. That was the next step when I was a kid. It was Playboy, and Playboy had a European publication called Wee.
And that was a little bit stronger,
just a touch, still very tastefully done, but a touch stronger.
Well, and of course, Tent House in its day, they was famous for one thing and one thing only.
What's that?
Tank.
Yes. Yeah.
See, back in the day, people don't think twice about it now. But you know, your Playboy, they keep the legs together, and a penthouse, they'd go spread eagle.
Yeah, and pink.
Yeah.
That's. How long did this go on for you?
Why, it's a lifetime love.
You're talking about graduating and starter porn, and it sounded like you said you're like 8 years old, and this the way that you're describing this and talking about a Playboy and Wii and then penthouse pink, it sounds like this is something that went on for years out in the woods with you and your other four corner in the hills buddies.
Yeah. Well, he's about running buddies, yeah.
You're running. How many running buddies did you have when you'd run out into the woods and look at pink?
Yeah, about, you know, depending on who had to do what, there was usually was no less than six of us.
Six of you running into the woods for whatever magazine you graduated to.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you graduated to this penthouse.
Well, yeah. And that'll tide you over for quite a while.
Yeah.
You know, I went from the Playboy and stepped up to the penthouse and the ooey. I know you said it was called something else. We always called it ooey.
Yeah, well, that's the way it looks. That's the French for we.
Well, I don't know no French, but I remember one school teacher I had said, go ahead and sound it out, Tyler. Sound it out.
So you took a big jump and went from Playboy and then right to the penthouse?
Yeah. And
that kept you occupied for a while.
It did. It did. And it was owned by an Italian fella.
Bob Guccione. He was... Yeah. He was from America.
Yeah.
He was a wealthy American publisher, and he had a son who also went into publishing, but not the porn.
Yeah, he put out a magazine called Spit. Now, that you don't want to look at that until you got your palate for it.
Oh, God. Yeah. He actually... And you know your porn, because he was the publisher of several harder, more specified,
deviant porn, maybe.
Not deviant.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you're talking about. There's nothing wrong with pornography. It's just there's certain
specialized.
I remember reading on them. Not even specialized. It's called a specialty publication.
Yes, and it was called Spit.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you had your even harder stuff.
Wow.
That Al Goldstein stuff.
Wait, are you talking about Screw?
And Screw magazine?
Yeah. I'm surprised you even know about that. That's hardcore.
We used to know Al. And
only reason we know about Screw magazine and Al Goldstein is this one old boy, his parents died, and he was able to get it through the mail order.
Would that wind up in the woods, too?
Well, I mean, it'd be there for us to look at. But we sure as hell wouldn't leave it out there and let it get rained on and, you know, urinated on by animals and what have you.
Oh, those are prized possessions back in those days. Boy, you took a jump up to some hardcore stuff.
Well, but see, we're getting ahead of ourselves because the penthouse satisfied me, kept me occupied for a few years. And I'll never well forget the first time I saw Larry Flint's Hustler magazine.
Oh, naturally. That was
Kentucky's own.
you ran into that. That was a huge jump up.
And that opened my eyes.
Opened up a lot of boys' eyes.
And I'll tell you, that was my prized possession. There's Hustler. They do live action features.
Yeah, they'd bring a man in sometimes.
Yeah. I never had seen that before.
All right.
And I remember it made quite an impression on me.
I bet it did.
And I remember a couple of fellas, we opened that up.
Yeah.
You see a man involved. It's like, whoa, whoa. Hold on. Is this some sort of queer stuff? Well, it ain't right looking at another man who's, you know, bothered.
That's right. That's right. But you eventually overcame that, didn't you?
Well, I was the first one to point out to him, hey, he's there because these chicks, they want that. And that's what it's teaching us.
Yeah, see? At around 12.
Yeah.
Ty, let me ask, if all this was happening when you were 12, what do you are you okay now? Are you into it? Did you get into the videos and the VHSs and the discs and the now you got computers?
Well, yeah. The technology helped out a lot. I remember this old boy. He said that he'd run into some folks and that they'd hired him for a job down in Louisville.
Yeah.
And he come on back home, and he says, boys, you never going to believe what I just got. And I said, all right, well, what did you get? Did you pick up some magazines, per chance? He said, no, I didn't get no magazine. I got something better.
What's that?
Said, well, what you got there? And he pulled out this little old black box.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what is that? Is that some sort of tape player, cassette player? He says, yeah, yeah, it is, but it'll show you moving pictures on this. And it was called a Betamax.
Betamax?
Betamax.
Yeah.
What are you doing right now? I hear a lot of rustling around wherever you're at.
I'm out on my damn porch.
Doing what?
You don't want to know.
When you were asked what's the biggest geopolitical threat facing America, you said Russia. Not Al-Qaeda. You said Russia. In the 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back because, you know, the Cold War has been over for 20 years.
Russia does continue to battle us in the UN time and time again. I have clear eyes on this. I'm not going to wear rose-colored glasses when it comes to Russia or Mr. Putin. And I'm certainly not going to say to him, I'll give you more flexibility after the election. After the election, he'll get more backbone.
whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Gotta wait too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
This is a symbol that you'll be seeing a lot from now on. It stands for the something wonderful that happens. The richer and more satisfying life your family can enjoy through the well-planned use of
Stan and Haney.
And one of the best things is this. Your family, every family can afford it.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Do you think I should run for something?
No.
Because you know I'd want you to run my campaign.
Yeah, I'd run your campaign.
And how would that...
I don't want you running for anything. Now, here's why.
Because I already know how you run a campaign, and that's why I want you to run mine.
Well, you got to have jingles, slogans, a lot of pictures with Holden there babies.
There would be no Jeb exclamation point for me. It would be... Vote Haney.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
He's a fair man.
There we go. That's all you need.
I don't want you to run for any election. I know you flirted with it before in the past. I don't want you to.
I don't know. Based on the track record of this area, I think I could do as good.
Can I explain this?
What?
If you did choose to run, there's a good chance that you would be a front runner. Somebody that gets more than 50% of the vote, and you're one of the guys that might wind up in the runoff or something like that. God forbid you get in.
Yeah, that's what they're saying to the president of the Ukraine now. See, I told you.
Because they're going to tell you to go to some ribbon cutting. They're going to tell you to go down to City Hall, and you're not going to want to.
But
then you're going to have Junior do it.
Well, I'd have to be at a high enough level where at least I'd have limo service.
And then you'll
get
tired of it, not want to do it.
And then, what? Thank you.
So I'm trying to talk you out of it.
Well, you've succeeded.
Good.
Like you have with anything else in my life since I turned 40, I just run it by you.
Yeah. I can tell you the reality.
And you will walk me through to its logical conclusion.
Because I know you.
Which inevitably ends in heartache for me.
How does it end in heartache? I just cut it off. I just go. You get all worked up that you want to do something. I'm showing you a year down the line, 2 years down the line, how it will be for you. Annie, you got a ribbon cutting ceremony, and you got to go shake some hands.
Stan, what about... What about substantive legislation that
I
wanted to work on?
Well, you got to go. You have to write it up. You have to go and present it. And then if somebody else, you're going to have to be there for votes.
Oh, no.
You can't be absentee.
Because COVID, right?
No, it's over. It's over.
Oh, COVID's over?
Well, we're thinking in the future. You're not running for any. Yeah, but I said if and when you do. And then by that time, we'll just get our annual booster, and we'll be fine.
All right. You win again.
Just trying to look at things that are
should be. It's been for the past 25 years, whenever I want to do it, hey, you know what? She's kind of hot. What if I wanted to date her, Stan?
Then go and date. Don't have them move in with you. Don't have them quit their job. Don't have them think that you can go and provide them with health care. Date them. Go on a date. I want you to. Don't move them in. At the same time, their car breaks down. They quit their job. And then you're left holding the bag. And then you get, and then you resent. And then you go and you come in and go, aw. And I go, I told you.
You did. You even tried to intervene and break me up with somebody.
Yes.
And it almost, if I hadn't gone out of my way, it would have worked.
Yes, you went out of your way to prevent it, to prevent the inevitable. It could have been on your terms. It could have been if you just listened to me. I am your friend. I'm your brother. I love you. And I'm trying to go and
so
change.
So what should I do? Should I just approach blue skies every day as a gift and not do anything?
No. You see, again, you're... Do I think that you should... I think you should get out more. I think you should go and realize there's a world out there. I think that you should go and start dating again.
Mm-mm.
I think that's a good thing, too. Don't go to the extremes. Does going out mean you have to be stumbling in at 3 o'clock in the morning? Not under my roof. Does it mean that you go and have to move somebody right now?
Well, if I'm going out, you know this. By the time I start to have fun, it's time to leave.
Well, yeah. And that's, and see, there's something that we have to go and figure out.
What, realize lower expectations?
That, realize that the bars close at 2.
Unless it's that one magical weekend. But that's already past the fall back.
Spring forward. Yeah, because next week spring forward. Do we? Is that? Yeah, we spring forward.
Is it next week?
When is, watch this. Junior, when's daylight savings time? When do we spring forward? Watch. I need an answer.
Oh, man, everyone knows this. I mean, it's going to be, you know,
coming
up.
If you're going to kill time like that, at least do it in the Trump voice.
Yeah, Sunday, March 13th.
Okay, we've got about 2.5 weeks.
Everyone knows this.
Stan and Haney.
So is that next week?
I said 2.5 weeks! K-Rock.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
We should be in a position where the experts say we know is in fact it's going to be.
Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, it's Friday, and that means it's another K-Rock happy hour. Within the next 20 minutes or so, Maria, right now, making her way down to Fort Myers Beach. She's going to be broadcasting live from Shuckers right on Fort Myers Beach. She'll be right in the sand. She'll be there from 3 to 5, kicking off the weekend.
She's like becoming, she's already taken over K-Rock. She's the mayor of K-Rock.
Yeah.
She's becoming the queen of Fort Myers Beach.
She sure is. And to kick off the weekend, Bud and Bud Light drafts for 96 cents. $5 special margarita drinks. DJ will be on the beach. We'll be checking in with her in about 30 minutes or so. See how things are going. Again, she'll be there until 5. So that'll be good. Let's, right now, though, take a look at Stan's audio grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41, North Naples. All right, I got something for everybody here. You tired of the world the way it is right now? Let me take you away from it all, okay?
World news and events got you down? Time Life presents the perfect retreat.
Make the world go away.
Oh, yes.
Songs to ease your mind.
And get off my shoulder.
Making the world a pleasant place.
I want to make the world turn around.
Make the world turn around.
Making peace with war. What a great message from Culture Club. And this classic.
Relax, don't duet when you want to go duet.
No, it has nothing to do with World War. It'll just make you dance. Time Life's Never Mind the World War collection. Order today and
make the world go away.
If only. If only.
You know, difficult to be in a position where things go from effing around to hot war in 30 seconds or less.
Yep.
Did you hear about the Ukrainian border guards?
What, where they went and tried to stop them?
Well, they were on, and they probably had to look at it as ridiculous duty because they didn't have any naval support, but they're out in the Black Sea on this rock that's considered Ukrainian territory. And it has, like, a guard post and a latrine on it.
You hold it.
And they have 13 men there.
Yes.
And they see the Russians all the time. And it's called Snake Island. It's just a tiny rock. And it's like the Russians didn't even have to pay attention to it. But on their radio, it comes crackling across. This is Russian warship. Surrender immediately to prevent needless bloodshed. Now, they've dealt with that stuff for quite a while, and they realize they're not the creme de la creme of the Ukrainian armed forces, and they're stuck on a rock. And so they go, oh, there they go again. Well, how should we respond? You figure that maybe they've got a sergeant on the island, because it's just a bunch of kids. And they go, attention, Russian warship, go F yourself.
Yes, yep.
Not realizing that the war's gone hot, and they were immediately blown up.
Yep, I know. I saw it in the news yesterday. High school sports. Now, I know when I worked in Sanford, Florida, Seminole High School was big. Anything. Football especially. But basketball. And so here we were.
What about Dr. Phillips?
We were a 1,000-watt daytimer. And local sponsors bought time so that we could broadcast on the 1,000-watt daytimer Seminole football and Seminole basketball.
Brought to you by...
Yes, Jimmy's Hardware. Where you'll always find a good screw. But it's big. And the announcers are wannabe announcers. They hope someday somebody will hear them and they'll hit the big time.
So somebody will hear them calling high school sports and go, where have these guys been?
Hey, the NBA is calling. This is what happened at a high school basketball game.
That doesn't generally happen, ever.
In Virginia. Radio station's calling a high school basketball game. The kid makes a three-point shot. And on making the three-point shot, does a backflip. So, three-pointer goes up, swish, backflip, and okay. But the announcers are the ones that loved it the most. High school basketball player in Virginia, his name is Evan Randall, tossed up a three-point shot, then immediately did a backflip. Here's those play-by-play announcers of high school basketball.
Stewart coming off a three. Thought he was going to step up and shoot another one, but he will not with a hand in his face. That's a volleyball line.
Did he just do a backflip?
I think he did.
He just shot the three, banked it in, and did a backflip. Look at Alexander. Alexander's even giving him a standing O. Did we get that on film?
You don't do a backflip over a bank shot.
No.
Somebody needs to get to that young man because he might have talent. And if he continues this Harry High School Bush League nonsense.
That's right. With Junior's dad being in town yesterday, he gave me this, and Junior doesn't know it, but it's a clip when Junior was just a baby.
This isn't the one where he was messing with the pig, is it?
No. This is a different one.
I'd like to hear that one.
He just a baby.
Aww.
And his dad was videotaping when he, Junior, threw up in his mom's shoe and thought it was phenomenal. Here's Junior as a little baby throwing up in his mother's shoe. The memories.
Dude, you puked in my shoe!
The funniest thing.
You puked in my shoe.
I gotta thank Big Daddy for that.
Boy, simpler times,
yeah,
weren't they?
They sure were.
He seemed so happy.
You puked in my shoe.
I don't think I've ever seen him that happy.
No. It was pure joy on his face. He didn't know what he was doing.
It's the little things, you know?
Yeah.
Both CNN and MSNBC are getting a lot of heat.
How is that possible? Yeah. They are the authority.
Well, this is how low it goes. They're covering the war, and it does not stop them from having to play commercials. They got to go to a commercial break.
Oh, so they do the thing like during the football game when there's a 30-second timeout, and so they keep the view on the field with, like, the left side of the screen, and then they play the commercial?
No. They stop and they go to a commercial. And they're getting a lot of... Can you be a little bit more subtle in what you're doing here? Take a listen.
As air raid sirens are ringing out this morning, much more reaction and insight from CNN's chief international anchor, Christiane Amanpour. That's up next.
And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right.
Really? CNN? And the radio.
Get 5 boneless wings for $1 with any handcrafted burger. Only at Applebee's.
Yeah, they kept part of the screen on Ukraine on fire,
yeah,
and then
Applebee's commercial
running at the same time. Yeah,
a lot of things.
Applebee's would like you to know they had nothing to do
with
that placement, and they have paused any advertising on those networks.
I think it's good. You know, people that listen to us know that every day for the last 30 years, Haney and I come in here and, you know, our joyous, upbeat self and try to entertain you.
I mean, we give it our all. Everybody knows that.
But life goes on. And
we don't dwell on it.
Right. But personal stuff.
Yeah.
Marriage, divorce, death, birth. It happens all the time. Just like this British radio personality who learned his wife went into labor while on the air. here he is getting the good news while on the radio that his wife was in labor.
Yes, I've just had a message from a wife saying, hey, I'm having contractions now and the next. She's 9 months and 5 days pregnant now. So I do have some essential travel to get going on her.
Oh, my goodness. Wivenshaw.
It happens.
You know, that's why when you have, and this is what I celebrate, a day that's neither overly good or overly bad. There's no real big news that day. Everything's just kind of going along the way it should.
No drama.
Celebrate those.
Yes. A day without drama.
Now, some people can't do it. They'll have to manufacture something.
Yeah. When you think of Slash from Guns N' Roses, I'm not talking about his music or his guitar playing. His look, it's the big hat. He was doing...
Yeah, that was smart of him. Iconic look.
He was doing Conan O'Brien's podcast. That's what Conan O'Brien does now. He does a podcast. It's called Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. And he was interviewing Slash, asking him, how did you start with the hat, and how did it become part of your persona?
Because we just take it for granted. Yeah. That's Slash. That's what he does.
Where'd this all come from? And Slash told him, here's how the whole hat thing started.
It just became a thing where I really identified with it. Sure. Like, I wore it all the time. Yeah. And it was a way you pull it over your eyes. You could hide behind it if you're really high. It was great for bad hair days. I had no intention of it being this long-term thing. And I think that was another thing was during shows, it was great to have that because you could sort of like to this day, I still can't look at the audience, like straight into the audience.
Right.
And so having the top hat, really, you just pull it down and you could just do your thing, and it didn't feel as intimidated by the crowd.
Well, so there's your answer.
Who's, I would think Conan O'Brien would have good engineers. Who's engineering that?
Junior?
I've heard his podcast, and it definitely doesn't sound like that. I don't know how that was recorded.
I don't know where the source was. It was just him answering it.
But that was, well, maybe it's on our end.
I doubt it.
I don't know, the way he was so quick to defend somebody else there.
Yeah, I guess he knows a good sound when he hears it. Oh, do you have my Patriot song today? You promised me Friday.
Nope.
Another promise.
Yeah.
The emphasis on miss.
Some sad news.
Oh, don't do that.
Was a memorable actress. Sally Kellerman passed away. She was 84. Probably most remembered as in the movie MASH, Hot Lips Houlihan, and went on to star in a few other things. She again passed away. Let's remember Sally Kellerman.
This isn't a hospital. It's an insane asylum, and it's your fault because you don't do anything to this.
What do you want me to do?
Put them under arrest. See what a court-martial thinks of that drunken hooliganism.
And first I put my arms around him, yes. And drew him down to me so he could feel my breasts all perfumed, yes. And his heart was going like mad, and yes, I said, yes, I will, yes.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, thanks for the vote of confidence.
Sally, 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 tell him your mind.
Written for her by Grand Funk. That song was specifically for her. Of course, you also heard Rodney Dangerfield there when she was in Back to School. Good actress. 84.
Very distinctive.
Yes. Grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. When we come back, we're going to check in with Maria down at Shuckers, Fort Myers Beach, K-Rock Happy Hour kicking off. And we'll open up the phones of Friday, open phones. We've got prizes. We'll sprinkle them around. We'll tell you what we got. You contribute to the show. You add to the show. You add comment to the show. Who knows? We'll maybe throw you a prize. This is your opportunity to talk to us, Stan and Haney, one-on-one. Bypass the texting, the emails, the long, drawn-out, off-the-air conversations with Junior. Just us. You and us. We'll do it when we come back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Thank you for calling 96 K-Rock. Press 1 for Stan and Haney. Press 2 for Stan and Haney. Press 3 for Stan and... Please hold. Your call is very important to us.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, phone number into the studio, 277-9600. We'd love to hear from you. Open phones. I'll go over the prizes in just a little bit. If you contribute, you might get a prize. Who's to say? So call in now. Get on hold, 277-9600. Don't tell me, oh, I try to get through and I can't. Now's your chance. But before we go to the phone calls, it is the start of the weekend. It's a happy hour Friday at Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach. And our own Maria hanging out, feet in the sand. How you doing?
Oh, I'll tell you what, I'm doing great. It's a party out here and it's a beautiful day.
You know, are you ready to embrace the title Queen of Fort Myers Beach?
Oh, yes. In fact, thank you for giving me that honor.
Yeah, well, as Haney said, you already took over K-Rock, so you may as well take over Fort Myers Beach.
Take over the beach, too. Good, I'm making waves here.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, I'm a fan of your brand of governance.
Thank you.
I heard you before we went on the air, and you were setting up out there. It is. It's a crazy day out there at Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach, isn't it? A lot of people out there today.
It is crazy. I cannot even tell you the last time I saw the beach this busy. I was thinking maybe Christmas, but I think it's busier now than it was at Christmas time. But the good news, I will say, is I did not sit in any traffic on the beach, so that's a good thing.
Well, I don't think you could ask for better weather in February.
It's perfect. It is perfect.
Right.
And if you go on down to Shuckers, where you're hanging out today till 5, you get some specials.
Yeah, they have 96-cent Bud and Bud Light drafts on special, and Mardi Gras is going on, so they've got some $5 cocktails on special, too, if the liquor is more up your alley than the beer is.
All right, and you got a DJ on the beach.
Yep, the DJ's here playing some tunes, and I'll tell you what, there's a lot of bikinis today. I think the last time we were out here was right before the weekend where it froze, and so it's definitely a nice change seeing some sun.
All right, I don't want you to be I don't want you to be too obvious, but you have our both Haney and I on our text lines, a couple of bikini pictures from Fort Myers Beach, so we can get a flavor of the atmosphere would be nice.
Oh,
yeah,
sure,
just so we can
sure.
see what
can,
the, yeah.
just so we can see what's going on.
All right, well, I'll try to be inconspicuous.
Please
and
do.
Get that done for you.
Yeah, Junior wants them too.
All right, very good. Well, I have to please you.
Yes. We'll check in with you again in about another 25, 30 minutes.
Okay, sounds good, guys.
All right, there she goes. There goes Maria, Shuckers, Fort Myers Beach. La-da. 277-9600. Where am I? Okay, here's what I got for you. Not everyone will win a prize, but some will. We have gift certificate to Metro Diner. We have gift certificate to Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. You want to go see a show? We have the Legends Concert Series featuring tributes to AC/DC, Def Leppard, and Queen. It's happening on March the 5th. That's a Saturday at Sugden Park. It's supporting fallen officers of Southwest Florida. We have Everblades tickets. And yes, we still have a couple of pairs of tickets left to see Wayne Hoffman, mentalist illusionist. He was on this show last week.
I'm a friend of the show.
Yep. He's going to be at Hertz Arena on March 11th, 277-9600. You get a busy signal. Don't worry about it. When we finish with a caller, it frees open a line. Haney, what do you got for us? Right on.
Now I told you so, you ought to know.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Jim from California.
Jim, you're calling us from California right now?
No, sir. I moved out here 10 months ago.
Oh, no.
Really? Well, we're glad, Jim, you took us with you so that you can listen to us.
Oh, yeah, I love you guys.
How bad is it out there?
Yeah.
It's bad. Okay, so I'm out here now. I moved out here now.
Yeah, bad is it out there? I mean, you went from open Florida, no masks needed, to California.
Yeah. Well, guys, it's like night and day. It's become toxic over there.
Over where? And
over in California. It's toxic socially.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, I saw a lot of friends leave.
But you moved there.
No, sir. I moved here to Florida. I'm in Fort Myers.
Oh.
So you moved to Fort Myers from California.
Yes, sir.
That makes much more sense.
Because you just went and you said, hey, this is Jim from California. And I said, are you out there now? And you said, yeah.
Okay, well, I apologize for
That's all right. That's all right, brother. We're all friends.
I think Haney should run for office.
The only way I can do that is if Stan runs the campaign and he doesn't want to.
And I'm not. I've been a part of many campaigns.
Winning campaigns.
Winning campaigns. And this one, I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel.
If I could just take up that mantle,
I know.
It's proven to work. Vote Haney. Yeah. He's a good man. He's a fair man.
Yep.
Vote Haney.
Yep. I think we should at least, you know, we got a lot of designers out there. Maybe work on a campaign poster.
Well,
we got a guy that can read music here as our producer. He can do the jingle.
And who knows? Maybe it'll go as well as last time, because the last time we remember the 2016 campaign.
Yeah.
It ended up Trump got into the race, so I didn't have to run.
Because you had the bumper stickers and everything. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Ivy.
Hi, Ivy. How are you? Welcome to the Stan and Haney Show.
Oh. You with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, horrible connection. It might be our end. Matter of fact, I'm sure it's our end. Ivy, what can we do for you, sweetheart?
Well, what do you got? What kind of
ho, 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 ho. Back down, sister. 277-9600. And then a woman for you.
Well, that's what she's used to.
Yep. She's used to that. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Mark. Ahoy, how are you?
Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, Stan, I've called two times. I got to tell you something.
What?
Yesterday, I've been beat to death at work. We're just getting hammered at work every day, just getting hammered. On the way home yesterday, my gosh, I thought I was going to have a coronary when Junior's dad was there. And somebody said, I think it was Mark Haney that said, oh, when you do that Australian, and next thing you know, you said, oh, don't you get started on that. And I laughed so hard. There were people around me on 75 going, what the hell is this guy doing?
You know what we're saying. It's horrible.
I like him better when he uses the Australian accent.
Normal voice, Australian voice.
That killed me.
What can I get you?
Oh, hey, do you have the illusionist stuff?
Yeah, I do. Wayne Hoffman. I'm going to put you on hold. You got tickets.
That's a hot ticket.
Thank you.
Yeah, hold on.
Just I think, dare I say, if he actually had that Australian accent, he and I could even be friends.
I don't see how.
Well, it's something about that Australian accent that makes him more appealing.
Sure. Let it go for a while, and then it'll grate on you, just like his regular voice. 277-9600. Now, I'm not going to try to be negative here. It's Friday. It's
why
positive.
Why is he on the phone during this segment?
Because he's giving a prize away.
Oh.
It doesn't magically happen. Although it should only take no more than 20 seconds. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, this is Gavin from Florida.
Turn your radio
Roger
down.
Roger that. This is Florida.
Turn your radio down.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. And who's this?
Gavin.
Gavin, what's going on?
Nothing much. I wanted to call you guys and listen to you guys for a long time. I just got my license. I'm driving around.
Be careful. Be careful calling and listening to the radio and driving around. You 16?
18.
Oh, okay. That's good. You're more responsible.
Yes, sir.
But you just got your license?
Yes, sir. I 2 weeks ago. This month, actually.
You are at a magical time of life where you probably feel like you just got your freedom.
Yeah, independence.
Definitely. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. It's always been a dream to call you up and talk, and I figured I'd take the chance.
Still in school, are you?
Yes, sir. I'm going to graduate this May.
Congratulations.
That's an exciting time of life.
Yep. Are you going to get a job or go to college?
Going to college. Actually, I'm going to stay here in Florida and do marine science.
Wow. Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to FGCU. Well, that's my plan anyway. I'm trying to get an application in right now.
Yeah, get it in there. You know what? And then that was the thing. Now I'm going to give you, I don't know how it's changed, but back in the day when I got out of, before I even got out of high school, like where you're at now, you send off as many applications as you possibly can to the schools that you want to go to. And then, you know, when they go and send something back and you see one of them or two of them or three of them that say, congratulations, you've been accepted. It's a beautiful thing.
Definitely. Yes, it is. And I can't wait.
Can we get you something?
Yes, sir. I would like that a lot. What are the options?
I've got Wayne Hoffman, Illusionist. I've got Everblades tickets. I've got the Legend Concert Series happening March 5th. At Sugden Park, and I have Firehouse Subs, and I have Metro Diner.
What's the concert series? What's that about?
It's going to be tributes to AC/DC, Def Leppard, and Queen, happening on Saturday, March 5th.
There's so many good options.
You want me to put you on hold? I'll come back to you, figure out what you want.
Yes, sir. I would appreciate
all
that.
All right, hold on. Yeah, go ahead. You can take him. I was going to go back to him, but if you want to grab him now and force a decision out of him, you can. All that talk
of opportunities. TV breaks. I'm just in an AM mood.
I hear
today.
You. Oh, man, it pours. What are you pointing at? What?
I told him I put him on hold and let him sit.
Okay.
Think about it.
Never rains in Southern California.
Oh, man, it pours. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Deborah from Austin, Texas.
Deborah, are you in Austin, Texas, or are you in Florida right now?
Nope. I am in the state of Texas, in the capital of called Austin.
I've been to Austin several times. It's a beautiful city.
It sure is, but it doesn't have people like you and Stan and Amy. I mean, you guys are hilarious.
Did you live here at one time and went to Austin?
No.
How did you find us?
I work in an office where I've got two other office mates, and they were all tired of listening to the radio stations that I listen to.
Uh-huh.
And so finally I just said, well, here, listen. And I scrolled down on my phone, and I found Odyssey. And I said, well, I like 96. And I pressed on it, and bam, you guys talked about it. We've been listening.
Wow.
See, all of our marketing is working, Stan.
That is, what is the, you in Austin, there is a great barbecue there that I went to. It's
Franklin.
No, it's just outside of the city. And it's got it's got the big fire pit in the center there, and everybody goes, they rave about it. What is it?
I know about Franklin. Is it Blacks?
No. I'll know it. And then if you're listening, when it comes to me, I'll yell it out on the radio.
That sounds great. Oh, I'll be listening because that's all I listen to are you guys.
Thank you so much. It means a great deal. And we're going to give you a stick pin in our giant map.
Oh, well, thank you. And that's why I wanted to call. I want to be stuck in your wall.
Well, you got it. We're going to give you a stick pin. All of our people that stream us and listen to us outside of our area, and they call in, we give them a little stick pin so that we can commemorate it.
Sounds great. Make sure you put a red, white, and blue one on that, okay?
You
God bless you.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
God bless you guys.
See you later. That was nice.
Did you hear what she said?
Man, it pours. What?
Again, they don't promote us.
No.
So we get listeners by people spinning the dial.
Just, yeah.
This one extended spinning the dial to basically every friggin' radio station in the world, and she picked us.
Yeah. Thank you, sweetheart. It means a lot to us. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win still. We'll play Stan's What's on the List. You name something on the top 10 list that is there. After we give you the category, you're going to win yourself a prize. So we'll be doing that next. We'll also be talking to Maria out at Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach for happy hour. She'll be there until 5 o'clock.
Just about any nice day, you'll find people in almost any park enjoying
Stan and Haney.
They're fun. Sold separately from Wemo.
96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, I want to tell our listener in Austin, Texas, the barbecue that I went to when I was out there was called the Salt Lick. The Salt Lick Barbecue. Loved it. And both times I went out to Austin, went to the Salt Lick. And Junior, did you give her a stick pin, Austin, Texas, stick pin. That is, for just so you know, it is the capital of Texas, Austin, Texas.
Well, and if you know anything about it, you know, it don't matter who's in Austin, Bob Wills is still the king.
Damn right. Austin, Texas. Did you give her the stick pin?
What'd you call me?
Jeez. Just sit down. Sit down. I got to go.
You're telling me the Australian accent isn't an improvement?
No.
Come on, mate.
And that's the only thing. That's the come on, mate.
See, that makes him likable.
Oh, you put on the Australian accent, you know.
Mate.
A little bit more approachable, mate.
Mate. Let's check in with Maria.
Because the thing about the Australian accent is when he asks you about a stick pin with your Australian accent, instead of being normal junior complain mode, it'd be, hey, no worries, mate.
No worries. Yeah, got to keep putting that mate in there.
Yeah, no worries, mate.
Can I check in with Maria?
I know about Texas. They got the Bobby.
Why don't you... Maria, are you there? Get me away from this.
I'm here.
Take me to the beach.
Well, here we are at Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach, hanging out till 5 today for happy hour.
Very nice. I haven't gotten a picture yet.
I know. I'm working on it. It's really hard to be slick.
Yeah, because they might get the wrong idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want them to think that I'm taking creepy pictures of them. And then
but
the guy back in the studio, like, that doesn't sound good either. So I'm trying to get the right, you know, words for it.
Right. Tell them, hi, I'm with the radio station. The guys want to see a picture of you and click it.
Oh, and then run away really fast before they can say no. Yeah, yeah, I'm working.
So you're going to be down there till 5. Specials yes. going on as well if you want to wet that whistle.
Yeah, so they've got 96-cent Bud and Bud Light drafts on special while we're here. Also, if you're hungry, they've got their $10 Friday fish and chip special. That goes until 8 o'clock. And so you can get, it looks really, really good. A table right next to us just got that, and it looks awesome.
You're torturing people right now.
I know. It's just a little bit more of an incentive to come.
They're stuck in traffic, and now you've got them visualizing just having a cold beer without a care in the world on the beach and the sky.
I'll tell you what, it doesn't suck.
No, you know what? You told me that when you were here finishing up your shift. You go, hey, Stan, put a smile on that face. It's Friday and I'm going to the beach.
Yep.
I did. I know you that. Did.
All right, we're going to check in with you again in less than 30 minutes. Shuckers, Fort Myers Beach, you're there until 5 o'clock. It's happening. Yes. What a great way to kick off the weekend. And get those pictures, will you?
Yes, I do also want to tell you, you had two fans that stopped by. They wanted to
tell you how much they enjoyed.
They weren't. They were a middle-aged couple, and they are snowbirds from Chicago. Ah. And they say just how much they love listening to you, and that they when they go home, they listen to you too, because there's nothing quite like Stan and Haney in Chicago.
There's nothing quite like Stan and Haney across the country.
Anywhere. Yes. That's correct.
All right, we'll check in with you in a little bit.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, there goes Maria. There she goes. La da 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 da. All right, gonna give you a chance to win. We still have Metro Diner. We have Firehouse Subs. We have the Legends Concert Series. We have Everblades tickets. We have one more pair, correct, Junior? One more pair of Wayne Hoffman tickets.
I know they're going fast.
Yeah, bye.
All right, gee. Wayne Hoffman tickets. So let's play. Phones are on lockdown right now. Let's play Stan's What's on the List? This is got to be the best category that I've come across in a long time. Recent survey done. Top 10 answers on the board. If you get one of the top 10, we'll give you a prize. I like this. I like this category. I like the list. Recent survey was done asking people the worst places to have to go and do number two. You know, we're all comfortable in our house when nature calls. But you're not always at home when number two has to be taken care of.
When it shows up unexpectedly,
yes.
It can be quite distressing.
And it is distressing where you have to say, okay.
Not here, not now.
Not here, not now. 10 worst places when you gotta poop. 277-9600. Phone lines are released. I have the top 10 answers on the board. And I'm going to say this. You're not going to... I'm going to have to reveal some of the answers. They're all very true. You'll get some of them right here. But I don't know that everybody will get everyone on this list. Let's find out. Just name one on the list, and we'll give you a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Paul.
Paul?
Yes, sir.
All right, Paul, you're first up. Survey, top 10 answers. Worst place to have to go and do number two.
I've been there. It is a porta potty.
Yep, number two on the board.
Yeah. Awesome.
Going to a porta potty. They all also add... It makes it 10 times worse if it's a porta potty, say at a music festival.
Or a construction site.
Yeah, one or the other. It's the porta potty's there.
Either one, they're out baking in the sun.
Yes, they are. Yep, and there's also a bunch of great racist remarks on the walls to read while you're in there, too.
Yeah. The porta potty, number two, what would you like?
I'll take the Metro Diner, please.
Done. Hold on. Metro Diner goes off the board. That was our last Metro Diner. We still have Firehouse Subs, Legends Concert Series, Everblades tickets, one more Wayne Hoffman. These are the worst places when you have to go number two. You dread it. Every one of these is... I would agree with. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan. This is Paul.
Paul, we got at number two, having to go number two in a porta potty. What else do you think is on this list? The top 10 answers.
Side of the road.
No. Side of the road, no. These, and I'm going to have to go and stress this. These are legitimate places where there is a commode. This isn't like
of some type.
Of some type. This isn't doing it out in the woods or the side of the road where you have to, you know, dig a hole. These, all of these places.
So would not be considered entirely worst case scenario then.
Right.
Just not ideal.
Not ideal. These, well, and the way they described it, the worst places to, where there is a toilet of some
but that's
sort.
That's a big assumption.
Yes. 277-9600. Shouldn't take all day to get the first winner. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Jimmy.
Jimmy, we got having to go in a porta potty. These are the top 10 worst places to have to go number two.
How about a campsite latrine?
No. Campsite, well, I guess you can make a latrine at a campsite with, you know, a hole and some curtains around there, some canvas.
As long as you got a trowel.
Yeah, but these are legitimate places where you don't have to make anything, except number two. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this? Ooh, these phones are just horrible today. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Russ.
Russ, what do you think? We got the dreaded porta potty, especially at a music festival or construction site. Where's another place? You're just going to dread it if the old number two comes on you.
I would have to say when you're traveling, you have to go to a gas station.
Yep, number four on the list.
And I know.
The gas station.
You and I are thinking
of this. Read that.
We're thinking of the same one.
Yeah, and we both Haney and I have in our brains right now the same gas station. We know where it's at. And what would you like?
What do you have again?
I got Firehouse subs. I've got the Legends concert series. I've got Everblades tickets. I've got one more pair of Wayne Hoffman tickets. The Mentalist Illusionist coming to Hertz.
Let's do the Everblades tickets.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. I don't know if it's, I'm sure it's still there. I just hope it's been remodeled. Haney and I used to like to go down to the track or to a Dolphins game, and you're on Alligator Alley, and you're coming back up. And once you get through the North Toll Booth, a lot of times you have to go, and so you take that first exit once you get heading north, once you get past the toll booth, and there was a gas station / convenience store there that, well,
let's,
everybody else had the same idea. And, rough. All right, so porta potty, gas station, 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Susan.
Hi, Susan. Gotta go, and number two's coming. And you're dreading going, where would it be?
Airplane.
Yes, the airplane. And you know what? And I don't know about you, Susan, but it's not only rough on you having to go in the airplane. It's rough on the passengers, too, when that door opens.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, Susan, I can't see you. I don't know where you're calling from. Have you done the number two on an airplane?
I plead the fifth.
That's a big yes. What would you like?
You
can go to Everblades. Hold on.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
See, I don't think, at least what I would consider normal people, no one plans to do that on an airplane.
No.
So you are in distress if that happens.
You know what? I'm going to have to roll that back. And I observed it the last time I came back from Las Vegas. I swear to God, Haney, the airlines have this down to a science. The plane takes off, gets to altitude, seatbelt sign goes off. When the seatbelt sign goes off, That's their first run through with the beverage cart. And they'll give you some little pretzels, they get a soda or a coffee. And there's one or two that are fighting to get around the cart to go to the restroom. But you can time it on your watch. They finish with the beverage cart and they're putting it all away. And they start like within 15 minutes of finishing their drink and having their little pretzel snack, they go. And if it's a long flight, once everybody, after that first refreshment and snack, they sit back down, they'll watch their videos, they'll listen to music, they'll read their magazine. Certain amount of time goes by, I'd say 45 minutes to an hour, where the next round of getting up and going to the... I think they have it well planned as to the busiest times on a flight, depending on the length of the flight, when people use the end. But rest assured, if the cart goes up and down the aisle, within 20 to 30 minutes after that, it's a mad run to the restrooms. And I was coming back. There was a woman that went in there, was in there forever. This plane had three bathrooms, one up front, co-eds, one up front, two in the back. And she was the one up in front and was in there for a while and came out, and the whole place was just horrific. And she's walking down the aisle like nothing happened. Well, we know.
Probably pretty pleased with herself.
Pretty damn pleased with herself. Ahoy, who's this?
Yes, this is Mike.
Mike, we have having to use a porta potty, a gas station, having to go number two on an airplane. What else do you think is on this list? Worst places to have to go number two.
Well, some of the worst bathrooms I've seen were the good old dive bar.
Number nine on the list, having to go at the bar. and how many of us have gone in just to take a leak? The bladder's a busting after a few beers, and there's somebody in that stall. What would you like?
I've heard it called a couple times, but you got any more Everblaze tickets?
I do. Hold on. Junior loves it.
It's his favorite thing.
Have a few choices, and he'll find you the tickets. Hold on, buddy. Thanks.
We got to get that camera.
I know it. It would be just sheer entertainment for people that were at work and wanted to stream the show. Looking at us is not going to do
no
you
value
any
there,
good. There
really.
Is zero value. The value is him having to deal with regular job duties. All right, let's do one more, and then I'll go over the list. See if we can get one more person to get something off the board here, and then I'll tell you the ones, especially ones you didn't get, and I agree with every one of them. Ahoy, who's this?
Jim Cody Brown.
Jim, what do you think's on here? We got porta potty, gas station, airplane, a bar. What's another? You just dread it if it comes over you.
About a bus.
A bus?
Oh, God.
Well, let me just double check.
Who does that?
We've been on them. Hold on.
That's got to be there.
No, it's not there.
Yeah, because everybody knows you don't do that.
You don't do that. We used to do these. Haney and I used to do them. Even back when we were working on the other coast, we used to do these rock caravans. And we'd get four or five of these big luxury motor coaches to go to a concerts up in Tampa or Orlando or Miami. And we'd get listeners to go and do this. And we'd all host a bus. And, of course, the responsible ones were up front. The partiers were in the back. And then on these motor coaches, you had midway through, you had where the bathroom with the holding tank was. And I'm telling you right now, you have a bunch of partiers on a bus, somebody's going to have to go and use that, and more than one, and the stench is insane. Especially when you're coming back, and you're a little woozy to begin with. All right, here's the entire list, and nobody got number one. And again, some of these are pretty specific, but you have to agree they're all places where it would be uncomfortable for most people. Haney and I know people, they'll go anywhere in any place.
Well, it's a mindset.
Yep. Recent survey was done. Worst places to take a poop. Coming in at number 10. Nobody said this. The office bathroom. Especially if there's stalls in there. The office. Yep. Haney and I, you know, we got a little window of time before we have to come back on. And so we'll run down to the bathroom, to the urinal. And then you look in there and you see feet on there and magazines and newspapers.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse than seeing a pair of feet. And what do they got there for company? A wet newspaper.
Wet newspaper. They're double knit trousers right down around the ankles. Number 9, a bar. Number 8, anywhere where you were just swimming and have to pull down your wet bathing suit. And then have to pull it back up. Number 7, an airplane. Number 6, college people know about this. Do you know that when my first year in college, I had to stay in the dorm? The co-ed communal dorm bathroom, where if you want some privacy to go and relieve yourself, it ain't happening in there. I mean, I would wait a couple of days, and then at like 3 o'clock in the morning on a Thursday, I'd go. It was that tough. Number 5, and Junior can identify.
Well, that's a lot of discipline.
Yes, it was. Number 5, Junior can identify with this, having to go to the bathroom as a little kid at school. I just triggered a memory with him. Number 4. Gas station. Number 3. Think about this, guys. Ladies, especially you, maybe. Having to use the bathroom in a hotel when you're with your significant other. So, hey, come on, honey. Let's go away for our first little weekend. We'll go to Orlando. And the bathroom's, of course, right next to the bed. And you've just met her. And excuse me.
Pardon?
Number 2, the porta potty. Number 1, and I guess this was obviously, it's for people that are already in a relationship, having to have to go number 2 at the in-laws. All right. We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we'll check in with Maria. She's at Chuckers. Your first look at traffic, news headlines.
You just triggered a memory of this TV show where it was about a real estate agent, and he was in Australia. I'm crazy about Australia. But it was an Australian real estate agent who was trying to sell the home that belonged to this elderly Chinese couple. And the Chinese guy comes back into the house and sees the real estate agent and immediately says, "You S in my house, you MF-er. Get out."
Your emails.
Get out.
We got it all coming up next. We're Stan and Haney.
You don't S in my house.
K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home, your first look. Then we're going to check in with Maria. She's on Fort Myers Beach at Chuckers for another K-Rock happy hour. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, and your emails. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's no way under the sun I'm going to be able to get to all the emails, but we'll try to get to a few of them. Let's first get you updated on traffic for your drive home. It is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, we're busy to start the day off. First, we'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash, North Tamiami Trail and West North Shore Avenue. Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, State Road 31 and Palm Beach Boulevard. Fort Myers, crash, Daniels Parkway and International Drive. Lehigh Acres, crash, Lee Boulevard and Hazelwood Avenue South. And one more for you in Lehigh Acres. It's a crash, Bell Boulevard North and Joel Boulevard. And you are up to date. All afternoon, Maria has been kicking off yet again another K-Rock happy hour at Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach. She's there for about another hour or so. How's it going, Maria?
It's going good. I also want to mention, if you can't come out tonight for happy hour, tomorrow they're doing a charity cornhole tournament, and it's to benefit the Fort Myers Beach Elementary School.
Okay.
There are still spots available if you want to register. There's a link on Shucker's Facebook page. There's a website, too, but this will be your best bet. And they're going to be having about 50 teams out here. They're extending their beach area, and you can drink out there, too. They got a special permit, I just found out.
Ooh,
so that's going to be a fun day of cornhole and drinking beer.
And if somebody wants to come down to Shuckers right now while you're there, you got some drink specials?
Yep, 96-cent Bud and Bud Light drafts, so that's a good deal. They've got $5 Mardi Gras specials, too, a couple different drinks you can pick from. And then their Friday fish and chips deal is just $10.
Ooh. I love a good fish and chips.
Oh, me too. You know, when I used to live up north, I would go to Fish Fries all the time, and it's a little harder to find down here. So when I see fish and chips on a menu, I always get it.
Hard to find. Junior can give you at least 6 places that he goes to every weekend.
All right, well, then I got to talk to Junior, because sometimes you can't find it.
Well, you know what? He can always make them for you.
Yeah.
He's an excellent cook.
Yeah, let me ask you this. I'll tell you right now, I'll stick with Shucker's fish fry.
Oh,
but
okay.
But if Junior said, come on over to my place, Maria, I'm going to make you a fish fry, would you go?
Yeah, I go.
What?
Are you advising me not to go?
Yes, I am.
Because of the cooking?
Yes,
or?
Yes, I am.
Oh, is it that bad?
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah, okay, I have never experienced anything of his, so.
But do you understand what it means when Junior invites you over for a meal?
Well, I'm starting to question that
you
now.
You should.
Well, here's the first thing that's not typical when you receive an invitation. If you accept his invitation, he will then send you a list for you to go to the grocery
store. Right, you'll have to buy the ingredients.
No.
So you'll have to get the haddock, you'll have to get the breading, you'll have to get the french fries, you'll have to get
And if you miss one spice, he'll throw his hat on the ground and go, I told you what I needed and you didn't get it.
Okay. Well, you've already said enough. I'm not interested.
And if you trusted him to get all the stuff, he'd feed you some bad fish.
Yeah, this just doesn't sound like a good idea.
No, stick to Shuckers.
Yeah, I will.
All right.
$10, you know what? It's worth the price. That's actually
quite a
spectacular
value.
Deal.
We're going to check back in with you in a little bit.
Okay, sounds good,
all right,
guys.
There goes Maria.
You know, you compare that to the alternative. A great buy.
What is this, Junior? A fish fry? It's not even crispy, and the fish has a slime on it.
He doesn't take criticism well.
No, he never has. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's got today's headlines for you, and they're brought to you by Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Also open on weekends.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. This is a puzzling story. A 28-year-old man in New York with no previous record decided to enter the world of crime by breaking into the local police station.
What an idiot.
Never been in trouble before.
Details in less than an hour.
Because, see, if he'd been in trouble before, he'd know don't go that place.
That bad.
Real bad. It's been a while since we've done one of these stories, but we've done them over the years. Those people who seem to want to bypass the line and get the express ticket to hell.
Yep.
A 78-year-old woman was robbed while praying with the robbers in church.
God.
And finally, a 38-year-old man in New York went to his doctor complaining that he'd had a hard time breathing for several years. Didn't know if it was allergies.
Yeah, sure.
Well, the doc shoved a camera up his nose and said, well, there's your problem right there. He had a smiling tooth growing inside his nose.
Oh, no!
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter is always important. That's why we now bring to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
A new study finds that around 70% of people are like Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and that when somebody cancels weekend plans, they're secretly happy about it.
Mm, yeah.
Woo, all right. I get credit that I would have gone, but I don't have to. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things to do this weekend if your plans fall through.
Top things to do this weekend if your plans fall through.
Legally change your name to Mono Bob Wordle.
How dare you?
Hey, hey, don't tell me.
You might want to gas up the car before World War III kicks in.
Damn!
You can brainstorm Bob Saget death theories. Oh. Color code your antidepressants.
Already have.
Research in depth, this is mine, research in depth who the Miami Dolphins will blow this year's draft pick on.
Yeah. Personal file, 69, offense, he was giving them the business.
And finally, the top thing to do this weekend if your plans fall through.
Yes.
Turn on CNN and watch a country you've never heard of and know nothing about get invaded by a country that you have heard of, but still know nothing about.
30 years of blah, 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 and where has that led us?
And it's not your guys' fault.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email. I will not get to all of them. There's a few select ones that I definitely do want to get to. Ahoy. At StanandHaney.com.
What?
And that is at your sole discretion.
Yes. Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay, okay.
This is from our friend RJ, who wrote you the birthday poem.
And you know what? I took that home with me, and I read it when I had I had some quiet time. That was so nicely done.
Yes, it was.
And he just butchered it.
No cadence, nothing.
I did a good job.
Wait, really?
I wish you would have done it with your Australian accent. Then it probably would have made
here's
sense.
Here's what she had to say. Ahoy.
Thank you, RJ, for that. That was beautiful.
Ahoy. I got to listen to Wednesday's show, and much to my chagrin, I heard Junior mutilate my poem.
Yeah, he did.
Well, maybe that's too harsh. How about desecrate, bumbled, or abominable?
Oh.
God forbid Junior couldn't even pronounce Alzheimer's or imitating.
It's true.
I was going to use altruistic in the poem, but can you imagine what he'd do with that? Junior, how did you get this far? It baffles me that you can answer questions somewhat intelligently while playing Are You Smarter Than Haney and then turn around and act like a twit.
It's not fair.
You may want to think about going back to school, or better yet, the military.
Oh.
They pay for school. Stan, I want you to know that I am very appreciative and honored that my poem was read. And Haney, I am so glad you had a bit more birthday fun. Love you guys. Signed, RJ. Isn't that nice?
That really was nice to take the time and create something like that. And it was very well received by me when I had the chance to read it. Because when I read it,
it was beautiful.
I didn't,
very well done.
I didn't read it aloud, but I was hearing my voice, yep, which is much better.
Yeah,
reading it.
Yeah. This is from Benjamin. We were talking about having a companion pet in the studio.
Yeah, scapegoat.
Yeah. Fellows, we have five different green cheek Connor parrots where I live. Plus, we know a Quaker.
Oh, God. The noise those
birds make. Not the worst noise level parrots. A sun Connor is the loudest bird by its size. If you think of birds, please, get canaries. Easy enough for Superhero Junior. And they're quiet. Also, recommend reptiles and amphibians. So dumb, but no hate at all. Connor parrots can be mentally aged 2 to 8 years old. That's a smart bird. Personal recommendation, box or gopher turtle that is allowed to roam in your office. Love you guys. Signed, Benjamin.
See, what would be nice is if we had a bird that would be like that one bird that went, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. And then occasionally.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Quiet. Shut up. Shut up. Be quiet. Shut up.
The only one I have time for
Let
left.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Yeah, you got that?
Let the bodies.
See, to do that, it requires a lot of attention to teach them. I wanted to get this one in from The Guardian.
Jesus.
Because he did it again. Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, guys.
I did it again.
It was 1 year ago today that I had a stroke and nearly lost my life. It has not been easy, but I'm still kicking like an army mule. I want to thank the so many people that helped me. Thank you so much. Especially my wife, Jane. She put up with so much crap.
What an angel.
Not once in this thing do I thank Stan and Haney. Not once.
Jesus.
He did it last year when he wrote that. Well, he had a whole list.
Now he's just going out of his way.
To avoid thanking us. Oh, I heard from his family. The radio right there, when he was coming out of it, it was something. Not a year now, and he starts thanking people. Granted, his wife, but starts thanking people like he's accepting an Academy Award. And is there one Stan and Haney in this thing? His family, I talked to his daughters, his wife. You don't know how much you guys going on the air, keeping tabs on him, wishing him well, meant to him. And here he is 1 year later, another thank you thing, no Stan and Haney. Oh.
Because I thought that, when it was, he was just home, I said, hey, you know what, he's got a lot of people to thank.
Yeah.
By the time next year rolls around, he'll be back to his old self,
right,
and he'll remember that he should.
Thanks, Kennedy. We'll be back. We'll check in one more time with Maria in just a little bit. Down at Shuckers. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
If you had a friend who was a king, what kind of a gift would you give him? Well, there are many people of prominence who have been thrilled to receive this.
Stan and Haney.
The world's most exciting radio.
96.
The quality goes in before the name goes on.
K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. For a lot of you, about 22 minutes. Kick off the weekend. And if you're kicking off the weekend and you got a little bit of time, you want to start the weekend off right, Maria is at Shuckers right now in Fort Myers Beach. We're going to check in one more time with her as soon as we take care of traffic, which is brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Okay, a couple of things on the board. We have traffic control, Cape Coral, Santa Barbara Boulevard, and Mid-Cape Terrace. And this one, hopefully, in the clearing stages now. It happened about a half hour ago. A crash. Bonita Springs, Old 41 Road, and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. Maria has been on the beach this afternoon with the folks on Fort Myers Beach at Shuckers. And she's still going to be there for a little while longer. Maria, are you there?
Yeah, we have about another 20 minutes down here, but the party keeps going. Not only is this going to be a spectacular view for the sunset tonight, but then they've got live music up in the cottage later on this evening as well.
And you were saying since the moment you got there, it's been busy. It's been a great day.
Oh,
a lot
yes.
of people, a lot of fun going on.
Yep, today is one of those days where everybody from out of town, we've just been talking to a lady from Wisconsin, everybody's been taking out their phones and showing us what the temperature is at home and what the temperature is here. And so a lot of happy people down here and a lot of sunburn, too. That skin hasn't seen the sun in a while.
Still, while you're down there, and that's still another 20 minutes or so, they can get some drink specials.
Yeah, 96-cent Bud and Bud Light drafts while we're here until 5 o'clock. We still have some T-shirts and koozies we're handing out. And I do want to mention once again the charity cornhole tournament tomorrow that benefits the Fort Myers Beach Elementary School. And it's $150 per team. There is going to be about 50 teams here, prizes, raffles, DJ, all that good stuff. And you can register. You can find a link on Shuckers' Facebook page. And I was just looking at the graph not that long ago, and there is still room for teams. So definitely.
Okay.
Sign up and help out a good cause and have some fun in the sun.
All right, Maria there for about 20 more minutes at Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach. Have yourself a great weekend, Maria, and I'll see you on Monday.
Thank you. You guys have a good weekend, too.
All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye. There she goes.
Yeah,
there goes Maria. There she goes. Still time to get out there at Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach if you want to go see her and get yourself a cold one. Ahoy.
Hey,
everybody, look at this. It's Tony D'Amico. Hey, Tone, what's going on, buddy?
Well,
just another day here in paradise.
I don't think so. It's a special day for you, I think.
We'd like to invite everybody to come down. I know there was another restaurant mentioned, but I'm here at Cape Crepe and Chowder.
Come on down for specials. You know what, Tony? It's season right now. And Cape Coral has been revitalized up there. Some places in Cape Coral are just made for eating and having a cold one. And you're just not on the bandwagon. Come by. You're in season right now.
It's a little slow.
I bet it is.
We got the big celebration going on today.
Yeah, you got a big celebration going on today. What? You and Big Tim just hanging out, watching TV, waiting for somebody to stroll in and ask for directions?
Well, I don't know. No more than you're waiting for somebody to spin the dial. We are celebrating today because it's National Chowder Day.
National Clam Chowder Day. Yes, yes, it is.
Yes, which National Chowder Day.
Clam. So that has to be something spectacular for you. Where's the advertising? Where's the notifications on TV and in the newspapers and online? Come to Cape Crepe and Chowder for National Clam Chowder Day.
Well, I'm not. I don't think I can. I call National Chowder Day.
Okay, clam chowder. How's your supply chain? Have you experienced? I know a lot of restaurants limited menus. Did you get enough to have a special day with the clam chowder?
We've got all the fixings, Dan.
Really? Okay. All right. Now you're telling me. So I go to Cape Crepe and Chowder. Let's just say, because there's a traffic jam in the Cape right now. I'm sure that midpoint's an absolute mess. I'm saying, all right, let me call the wife up. We're going to go out for a National Clam Chowder Day. Let's go to Tony D'Amico's. I heard him on the radio talking to Stan and Haney. He's got all the fixins. What happens when I go to your place?
Well,
nothing. I'll tell you what goes on. Nothing.
A big heaping bowl of Tony's famous chowder.
Whoa! Really?
And Tony's famous conch style fritters.
Wait, what's conch style? You have conch, right? That goes into the batter.
You know what a conch fritter looks like, right?
I enjoy a good conch fritter. I've been enjoying conch fritters since I moved to Florida 40 years ago.
So, if you know what a conch fritter looks like, Tony's famous conch-style fritters look exactly the same.
But what's in them?
Well, we serve them. If you want a hot sauce, we got Frank's. And then I make up a mayonnaise-based sauce.
All right. Connoisseurs of conch fritters know a cocktail sauce or a hot sauce doesn't go with it. You need a mayonnaise-based sauce, a special dipping sauce. You go down to Key West. You get some of the best dipping sauces, like at Eat It Raw, or you go down on Duval and you order conch fritters. It's that sauce. It's you make your own.
Yes, I make it from my own special recipe.
You want to tell us what it is?
What I found is that the sauce is key. It's not so much the conch.
Is there any?
You know what I mean.
Yes. Let me ask you this: is there any conch in your fritters?
What I found is that people enjoy conch fritters with cold beer, and I make sure that they have plenty of cold beers before I ever bring out the piping hot fritters. with a lot of very, very heavy sauces.
That sounds horrible.
And legally...
legally what? Why do you always want to stay on this side of the law?
I need you...
This side of the law. Anything. You never go all out and do it right.
I need to correct you because on several occasions during this phone conversation, you have used the term national clam chowder day.
Yes.
I never said that.
I don't know what you're saying. You're saying national chowder day today, Tony. Today is national clam chowder day.
A day where we celebrate all things chowder.
No, you celebrate clam chowder, New England style, Manhattan style, Rhode Island style clam chowder. And even your family recipe from Cape May, New Jersey, the milkless clam chowder.
I can't legally call it clam chowder.
Why can't you... God, he is just hitting every nerve in my... Tony, do you have your milkless clam chowder?
Yes.
You do. For those that are lactose intolerant.
But you never know it.
Your father had that recipe at the original Cape Crepe and Chowder in Cape May, New Jersey. And you would serve piping hot bowls of Tony's, your dad, Tony's milkless clam chowder. Now, granted, it's not for everybody, but it's clam chowder on National Clam Chowder Day, and you keep trying to draw a line about legally, and what are you serving?
Well, Stan, as you pointed out, supply chain issues.
Oh, now it is. Before, you told me, no, I got all the fixings. You're double-talking yourself. You said no problem 5 minutes ago.
I mean, you see what's going on in the news. You just turn on the TV and you see nothing but pictures of trucks driving somewhere. I don't know where they're driving, but obviously this is going to cause supply chain issues.
It's National Clam Chowder Day. I'm taking the family, risking life and limb and health, to Cape Crepe and Chowder because they've been a chowder place by the old bus depot for 30 years here in Cape Coral. And I'm going over there. I'm bringing my son and my daughter and my wife. And we walk into your dump, dive, trash heap. And what are we getting?
Well, it depends. We have something to suit every budget.
To suit every... expense you can is come no in problem.
If you want to come in and you want to be like a Panera Bread person, you can have a bowl of chowder and a half sandwich.
A bowl of... Do I have my choice?
Well, I used to serve a whole sandwich, but then I saw that this Panera Bread is making a mint by serving a half sandwich.
It's called soup and sandwich lunch. That's a half sandwich and a cup of soup.
Who the hell eats a half sandwich?
I do.
Okay. How much have you lost?
22 pounds.
Yeah, there you go.
No, but that's besides the point. When you go to have a lunch, a lot of these restaurants, get with the times, Tony. You go and
I am more than with the times. I use a lot of high technology.
You're just telling me that you have a supply chain issue. You're not calling it National Clam Chowder Day. You're calling it Chowder Day. I want to know what is on the menu tonight.
Okay, I want you to be honest with me.
What?
If you order a bowl of clam chowder.
Yes.
And somebody, say, switched out the clam with conch, would you know the difference?
I would know the difference. A conch is a little bit chewier of a shellfish. And I would know the difference, much like I would know if it was a crab chowder or lobster chowder, or certainly a corn chowder or something like that, or a fish chowder. Yeah, you can tell the difference by the texture. Something tells me you're putting in something that is barely legal to serve
for
as expensive to buy, but cheap enough for you to cook up vats of the stuff.
Well, the technology these days has come so far. They've tried throughout the years with products like Crabelle's.
Yes. Yes, I know that. Neptune's Delight.
Yes. The technology is so much better. What they do is they find some sort of trash fish from the North Atlantic that normally it's just getting caught in the nets, taking up space, and then they just put it into a bulk product.
And that's what you did.
And then they've come up with, in the past couple of years, this thickening agent that'll have it more the consistency of a mussel.
I want to know. Stop dancing around.
And if it's chewy, people like it.
Stop dancing around. I want to know what's on your menu tonight. I want to celebrate National Clam Chowder Day at Cape Crepe and Chowder. What can I get?
And you will, with 100% genuine seafood.
What kind of seafood? Then it's not clam chowder. You're not celebrating the day.
Look, I need to get you in touch with reality.
You need to be in touch with reality.
Do you remember back when President Nixon took us off the gold standard?
Yes.
That's kind of like what I did a couple of years ago when I said, I can't afford clams.
Then why stay open? Why stay open? Clams aren't that expensive, especially if you have frozen clams or canned clams.
Well,
I'm not asking you to go.
Especially influential radio guys that, I only like the fat-bellied clams.
Yeah. That'd be nice. You know what? If you were celebrating National Clam Chowder Day, I would go and have a steamer table, you know, even on the cheap, of the three different kinds of clam chowder, and be able to go and have like a steamer table, have the oyster crackers out there, maybe have an appetizer of some real conch fritters.
Look,
and hush puppies and French fries.
They've already forced me to put up a sticker that says contains no seafood from the state of Florida.
Fine! Get it sent in from somewhere. What are you serving? I want to know what it is that you're feeding people.
It comes from the sea.
What does that mean?
And it's chemically altered for consistency. People like chewy when it's coming from the sea.
Okay. If I come in for a half sandwich...
Don't ask questions and enjoy Tony's famous chowder.
What kind of meat can I get on the sandwich? Is it fresh baked bread at your place? Like Panera?
Sure.
Okay. And what do I get on that? Do you have roast beef, turkey, pastrami? What kind? I know you're not a deli. There's got to be a variety of sandwiches. What kind of sandwich do I get?
Most people like
ham?
A grilled cheese style sandwich.
Okay. So a half a grilled cheese sandwich.
I can't say it's not cheese. It's a cheese type product.
Okay. I'd like a cheese type product, half grilled cheese, because that's all you got. And I'd like some of your delicious clam chowder for National Clam Chowder Day. What am I getting?
I think what you meant to order was Tony's famous chowder.
All right, let's play that game. I want Tony's famous chowder. What's in it?
Natural goodness from the sea.
How much you charging?
$9.95
for a imitation grilled cheese sandwich, half a
cup
of Tony's world famous chowder. We don't know, some kind of textured, chemically enhanced chewiness.
It's very satisfying.
Do I get French fries?
Oh, jeez.
If you're getting it, you get fries on the plate. Coleslaw? Do I get, like, a confetti coleslaw?
Yeah, sure, I could do that. But the fries are getting, they're going sky high, you know, when they're made with potatoes.
Sure, when they're made with potatoes, which is what they're supposed to be made out of. Let me ask you this.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to call them French fries if it's not potato.
Correct. Do you take credit cards?
Yes, we do. We work with PayPal.
National Clam Chowder Day, and that's what you get. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, man, you been working out?
Yeah, about three times a week.
Man, you look, see, I'm doing the same.
Are you? Yeah, you look good.
You're not doing anything illegal like steroids or something like
that. No, I'd never do that.
No way. How's your ass doing?
Fine.
Let me see your ass.
No, I mean...
No, I just want to look at your ass.
Well, that kind of creeps me out.
Why does it creep you out?
I don't know. I just don't like...
I look at your muscles. I go, your arms look great. Your chest is looking good. You're getting bigger. You're getting buff. Your stomach's tight.
Yeah.
You don't have a problem with that.
Right.
And I ask about your ass, and you think that I'm some kind of weirdo.
Yeah, well, why would you want to know about my ass?
I'll show you. I'll tell you what I mean. Look at my ass. How's my ass look? How's my ass?
Looks like an ass. It looks fine.
Look, a fine ass.
Yes.
Pretty good ass?
It's pretty good,
yeah. Chicks like it?
Yeah, I think chicks would like it.
Okay, that's why I want to look at your ass.
All right.
See, I think you have a nice ass.
Thank you.
I think chicks would like it.
Thanks.
That's all I'm saying.
I know, all right.
Feel my ass.
I'm not feeling your ass.
Feel my ass!
All right!
How's it feel?
It feels good.
Let me feel your ass.
Hey!
Hey, man, that's solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been working out.
Yeah.
We got nice asses.
We do.
You know any chicks?
Not a one.
Damn. Steroids are dangerous. They can cause cancer. For a free brochure at the President's Council on Health.
Hey, Southwest Florida. You've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. It is greatly appreciated. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Then we'll have Mark Haney and the news. I was just looking at some of the texts and Tony was on with his... famous chowder. Today's National Clam Chowder Day, but Tony ain't got chowder.
You can't celebrate that.
We got people talking. You know, he was probably serving Chilean sea bass before anybody knew about it.
Mm-hmm. Back when it was called Patagonian toothfish.
Yep. Another guy texted in claiming right now he's taking a ride over there. Let's get to the bottom of this S-hole.
See, we've known Tony a long time.
Yeah, he's cheap.
And he believes that there's no problem that solid marketing can't overcome.
He's cheap. He's just this side of the law.
But when he starts pimping a product that he describes as whatever else is caught in the nets.
Yep. They use a lot of that for, you know, dog food.
Cat food.
That leftover net stuff.
Yep.
No.
Mixed species.
Yep. Mixed species. I like that one, too.
Well, it's like they take fish, whatever's caught in the net, shellfish, fish, you know, maybe a bird. They just throw it all in a wood chipper.
Yes. Mash it all up and serve it. There used to be this, remember what, before my cat that I had now, I had another cat, you saw it.
Named Cat?
Yeah, it was Cat.
Yeah.
And he had to be put to sleep because he had stomach cancer.
Allegedly.
Yes, but I was all in favor of it.
Mm-hmm. The first time they said there may be, you said, hey.
Do what you gotta do.
I'm very humane.
I said, do what you got to do. And they said, what, to save him? No, do what you got to do to make him end his suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was in
there. You're such an animal lover. You cannot stand to see even the potential of an animal
being
uncomfortable.
That's why when I know one of these hurricanes like Irma coming through, I do the humane thing. I go and have my pets put down so they don't have to live through this.
Yeah.
But.
Do you really want to put your pet through
but
this?
Here's the, you don't want to do that. You do the humane thing. And that was the thing when I was there. They said, you know, chances are the cat's got stomach cancer. We can do exploratory surgery to make sure that it's okay and all.
No.
And I said, not necessary. You don't
save your breath.
Let's not you know, play games like that. And so they said, well, then we'll make the proper arrangements. This is me again. I had the cat for a while. I was, I think, 10 or 11.
Said, well, you came to love cat after cat had passed away.
Well, what happened was, is they go and they're making the proper arrangements, and the vet comes back out and says, "We're prepared in the back room. Would you?
I want to see it all.
Would you like to come back to say your goodbyes to the cat?" And I looked at him like he was smoking crack. Mm-hmm. I said, what? No, just take care of what you got to do. There ain't no goodbyes left to say. Go and do it. And so, you know, I paid, I think
well,
it was.
Sir, you understand that although the cat most definitely will have medical issues in the future, and we're preventing that, the cat right now is in pretty good shape and has the ability, you could say goodbye.
No, it's not necessary. Just do what you got to do. And then they actually went, and I don't know what I did with it. I think I saw it in the envelope and tossed it. They actually sent a sympathy card. The vet placed it.
And you thought,
sorry for your loss.
And, of course, you looked at him like he had two heads. Why, throw that out.
But getting back to the food that Tony serves at Cape Crib and Chow, when I had that cat, it liked, and I don't remember the name brand. You know how when you open up a can, and whether it's giblets or pate, or it's brown, and you just slap it in there. There was this food that was in some kind of gelatin.
Yes.
Where you could actually see the fish. And they'd throw in a rib cage or a spinal column or a tail or some heads. You could see the eyes. But you'd open up the can, and that's what it was. And the cat loved it because it was getting real fish.
Yeah, it smelled bad.
Oh yeah, oh, horrible.
Dead things.
But to go and serve that at a restaurant, because
supply chain issue.
Yes, that's what I. Have you seen the pictures of the trucks?
Did they give you like a time frame, like on how long it would be until cat got uncomfortable and was in pain?
The cat was uncomfortable and in pain then.
Oh, okay.
And was had lost so much weight.
And if Stan was a selfish owner, yes, cat probably could have lived another 6 years.
Yeah, can you go and it's 6-7 years tops. If you know, you go and do all of this stuff, it could probably, after surgery and all it, live a productive life. But that's a lot of surgeries, a lot of money.
And really define productive. Breathing.
Right, breathing. What am I going to bring it its food every day? And so I just said, do it the humane thing.
Feed it with a milk dropper the last six months.
Not
going to
happen. Traffic. I better quit while I'm ahead, and I think I'm losing.
I don't.
I don't think there's any recovery from that.
I think you can cut losses.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I don't see that as being ahead, though.
No, I've got to cut the loss. Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Would you like to say your goodbye? No, not necessary.
What?
What do you mean, say my goodbyes?
To who?
Cat. I said, just make sure I get the cat carrier back.
You want me to say goodbye to the vet? I didn't think we were that close, but okay. See ya, Doc!
Do you have a name for the cat that we can put on the card? Yeah, Cat.
we tend to send a sympathy card.
Yeah, maybe. We're sorry for Cat's loss.
What is the cat's name?
Cat. Fort Myers got a crash. South Cleveland Avenue and Cypress Drive. Also, Fort Myers, hit and run, Island Park Road and South Tamiami Trail. And one more for you. It's in Lehigh Acres. It is a crash, Leland Heights Boulevard West and Michigan Road. And you are up to date.
I just feel like I should say this. I know this man, and he is not a heartless bastard.
Thank you. Yes. And I do.
He tends to deal with things in a very frank manner.
Yeah. You just have to take care of it. I'm not going to go and see the cat suffer for 2 years and all kinds of surgeries and stuff and have the animal miserable.
And you've made it clear that's the same for me.
Yes. Don't worry. Mark.
You've promised that.
Yes.
You would keep me comfortable.
Yes. I will not keep you comfortable.
But not indefinitely.
No. You got to think of the humane thing to do. And that goes for Haney, too.
Junior's too young to know about these
things. Yeah, he doesn't need to know about these things. He'll learn soon enough.
Oh, I'd give up on you ASAP.
But nobody's given up on anybody. How dare you say that?
What?
How dare you? I'd give up on you.
How dare you give up on Kat?
The cat was dying.
You're not butthurt over Cat, are you?
I'm a little butthurt over Cat, man.
That's too bad.
That cat could have probably lived a couple of years if you just would have.
Would it have been a happy life for it?
If you made it a happy life.
If I made it a happy life.
Living with you, it was probably miserable.
It wasn't miserable. I'd have to teach it a lesson. You know, they always say keep a little squirt gun by to get him from jumping up on stuff. But he would sometimes defy that squirt gun. So I did what I was told to do. A couple of drops of ammonia in the squirt gun.
A little cleaning solution.
Just make it a little stinging.
Wow. There was a time. A time
a lot of people
before
people think you can't train a cat.
You can.
When the local anchor man reigned supreme.
Oh, there's no coming back from that one.
No.
This was an age when only men were allowed to.
See what I do for comedy?
One anchorman was.
You take one for the team.
Right there.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, February 25th.
Double M, double X, double I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. Let's remember Kat.
A lot of people think that cats can't be trained.
Oh.
Well, they can.
You sure they can be?
As well as dogs, as a matter of fact. And then sometimes cats can do a lot more than dogs can do. Sit, Kit. Sit. Sit. Get your butt down.
Have that ammonia squirt gun right there.
Good boy. Stay. Stay. Good sit. Good sit, Kit. Okay. In case you're wondering why he does that, he likes the meat. Cats like to dress up. I've taught many, many, many cats to wear outfits, and they really like it. I think they enjoy the attention they get when they dress up. In training your cat to use the toilet, a lot of times people say, well, what's the secret? Good boy.
Ammonia.
You want chicken? After a while, and it's really not a very long time, you start looking like your pet.
What?
Or maybe your pet starts looking like you.
Yeah.
Have a look at this photo.
No, that's
sorry, big guy. You look like your mommy.
What the? There's Junior wiping away a tear.
You know, another thing that's very important to cats, as we discussed earlier, is scent.
Yes.
They like repulsive scents.
They do.
Septic type.
Yep.
Death.
Yeah, they will. Don't you die before your cat does.
It's not the natural order of things. According to one scientific study, there is only one scent that is universally beloved.
And that's the smell of roasted coconut.
That would make sense to me. But no, they say it's lime.
Well, that's why it's in a lot of your cleaning products.
And drinks.
Yeah.
How lonely would it be to live in Greenland?
I don't know what you got there, but I bet you it's lonely.
It is.
Not a lot of people.
Greenland admits this themselves. One in every five people that live in Greenland attempt suicide at some point in their lifetimes.
Yeah, it's desolate.
Starkly beautiful.
Yeah.
You know how Tony's always worried about legalities? He's not wrong on that. Somebody's always looking to sue you.
Sure. Especially if you're like him and have been sued numerous times and found guilty.
You wouldn't think about this because, as your average American, if you found yourself in Paris, you would not want to leave until you personally took a photo of the Eiffel Tower at night.
And I've done it.
Have you?
Yes, sir.
You're a lawbreaker.
What do you mean I'm a lawbreaker?
If you take photos of the Eiffel Tower lit up at night,
yeah,
it's technically illegal because the light show is protected under copyright laws.
I don't remember a light show in 1982.
Well, that would be where Junior would pipe up as the millennial and go, yeah, I guess it doesn't apply to people that are older than dirt.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to call Interpol right now.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You take pictures during the day? No problem.
Yeah, I did that too.
Well, you're allowed to do that. That's right, not you. Being a daredevil.
Thank you. We got to take a break.
Oh, that's a shame. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, you wouldn't think at the age of 28 that you would decide to begin a life of crime. But it happens, I guess.
I guess so.
He'd never been in trouble before, but a 28-year-old man in New York decided it would be a good idea to rob the local police station on Wednesday. And as you might expect, it didn't go particularly well. The man snuck into the 52nd precinct in the Bronx through an open window at around 10 p.m. Wednesday night and attempted to steal random stuff from the head cop's office.
Wow.
He was caught in the act, and he tried to run. We don't know how long it took him to realize that he was running through the police station, so he didn't get very far. He was arrested before he made it anywhere near the front door. His name is Carlos Luciano.
Oh.
Don't you dare call him Lucky.
No, no. There's only one Lucky Luciano.
And this man is not Lucky.
No.
He lives about a half mile from the police station and had a squeaky clean record until now. It's not clear why he thought robbing a building full of cops was a good way to start his criminal career. Experienced criminals could have told him. He is facing charges for burglary, trespassing, and criminal mischief. And, you know, I don't know if that's the sort of thing they put people in jail for now. He could be out already.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm quite sure he is.
But if he's lucky, they held him so that he could sit in a cell and learn not to rob police stations.
Yeah.
Because they'd tell him, boy, you don't do that. No, what you do is you find a liquor store. It's been a while since we've done one of these stories. But we've done them over the years where it's almost as if someone seems unsure whether or not they will get into hell. And even assuming they're confident that they'll get into hell, they're not the type of person that likes to wait in lines. They want to make sure they're escorted right past the line directly to hell. Police in northern Tennessee are looking for a group of women who robbed a 78-year-old woman as she was in the act of praying in church this month.
Wow.
One woman approached the pew that the woman was sitting in and asked the woman if they could pray together. The woman agreed. As they were praying, a woman entered the pew behind her, reached into the lady's purse, and stole all of her credit cards, gift cards, and cash. A security camera caught it all on video. Once the second woman got what she wanted from the woman's purse, the decoy lady who prayed with her stopped praying all of a sudden, and they all happily left.
Escalator straight to hell. E-ticket straight to hell. That is insane.
The lady they robbed realized her stuff was missing. She told the pastor. He was absolutely disgusted by it. So we know about the two women that were directly involved, but they were actually with two other women, so four total. They were all caught on video again later that day using the woman's stolen cards at a nearby Sam's Club. Now, they were all COVID compliant, and they were all double and triple masked.
Naturally.
So you can't see their faces. But police are hoping someone who sees the video can identify them.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative
That's
Report.
Low. Yeah.
For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, boy, stand between the two of us. Have we battled some allergies over the years?
Oh, you know that, buddy.
A 38-year-old man in New York went to his doctor complaining that he'd had a difficult time breathing for several years and suspected it might be allergies.
Oh, yeah, we both know.
So the doctor shoved a camera up his right nostril and, well, it was clear as day. There's your problem right there.
What?
He discovered the man had a tooth growing inside his nose.
Oh, look at that.
And it's not just any tooth. It's a smiling teeth. It's an incisor. And they could clearly see it, as you can there on the screen. Now, this sort of thing is not unheard of. Sometimes an extra tooth will show up, say, near the roof of your mouth or something like that.
So you're saying a third tooth? Because you got the baby teeth, then the incisor comes down. He's been having trouble breathing. Was he gap-toothed, or did it just grow in the different direction?
No, he had a tooth growing in his nose.
So it was a third tooth.
Yeah, it was a rogue tooth.
Oh, what?
There's the x-ray.
Jeez. I saw the picture, a lot of tartar buildup.
They did surgery, and boy, is he surprised as to how easy breathing is now.
My goodness. That is...
Well, there's your problem right there.
Yeah, you got a tooth in there.
And that's the news for today, Friday, February 25th.
Double M, double X, double I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. And let me just close by saying what I was saying about my cat is just
entertainment purposes only.
Entertainment purposes only, and Haney knows for a fact that after that cat passed away, I had an all newfound respect for him based on what I'm dealing
with now. Once the cat was dead,
yep.
Stan had an epiphany and realized
it was a good cat.
I really love that cat
yep.
Now that it's gone.
Yeah, it was a good cat.
Fair cat.
Yeah. Good cat, a fair cat. We'll be back.
Stan and Haney.
Well, I'll leave you two groovy buddies to partake in rock and roll activities.
96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for spending this week with us. Greatly appreciated. Al Beck, he's going to take you through your Friday night. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home. It is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, a couple of things on the board. Both of them are in Fort Myers. We have a crash. 16,000 block of State Road 31. That's right next to the LJS Package and Lounge. So plan accordingly. The other one, Fort Myers crash, South Tamiami Trail and Canterfield Boulevard. And you are up to date.
Yeah, I'm no longer in the mood for that other thing that we were going to do.
Okay.
But what I'd like you to do right now is dashboard drummers, get ready.
Music minus one, side one, drums. You start.
Oh, I'm tired.
Okay, get ready to go, Stan.
Get those bongo drums. You're an idiot.
Lesson number two.
What?
Down our way.
Oh, hold on. Right here, I'll let you roll again.
Music minus
now,
one.
You're set up.
Side one.
What?
Drums.
You're set up.
Now?
You start.
Why can't I do the barbershop stuff?
Are you tired?
Yes!
You can do the barbershop stuff. We'll enjoy it.
Lesson number two.
But yeah, but I don't know the words.
Quick. Down our way, night and day. You know everybody and they all know you. And even policemen say, how do you do? Pals by the score and gals galore. and that old gang of mine. They sing Sweet Adola. Soured on it.
Classic comedy. Sorry. Brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments.
You know why?
I do. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com. I'm 6 feet tall. Oh, wait, no, you can't say tall anymore. It's offensive. I am vertically obese. I like to eat. I eat a lot of chicken. My friend's like, you need to eat free-range chicken. I said, I don't care about the personality of my chicken. I like all chickens. She said, free-range is really healthy. So I Googled it. I went online, and free-range chicken is just chicken that's free. It's just on a field having a good time with all the other chickens. And all that range. And I was watching these chickens, and I said to myself, I can't eat these chickens. They're way too happy. We need to eat no range chickens. No range chickens are trapped and they want to die. Put it right on the packaging. No range, severely depressed chickens. We were trapped in life, and now we're trapped in this package.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we're back here on Monday, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy!
Hey!
Hey, everybody, look at this. It's Tony D'Amico. Hey, Tone, what's going on, buddy?
Well, just another day here in paradise.
I don't think so. It's a special day for you, I think.
We'd like to invite everybody to come down. I know there was another restaurant mentioned, but I'm here at Cape Crape and Chowder.
Oh,
and come on down for specials.
Specials. You know what, Tony? It's season right now. And Cape Coral has been revitalized up there. Some places in Cape Coral are just made for eating and having a cold one, and you're just not on the bandwagon. Come by. You're in season right now.
It's a little slow.
Yeah, I bet it is.
We got a big celebration going on today.
Yeah, you got a big celebration going on today. What? You and Big Tim just hanging out, watching TV, waiting for somebody to stroll in and ask for directions?
Well, I don't know. No more than you're waiting for somebody to spin the dial. We are celebrating today because it's National Chowder Day.
National Clam Chowder Day. Yes, yes, it is.
Yes, which National Chowder Day.
So that has to be something spectacular for you. Where's the advertising? Where's the notifications on TV and in the newspapers and online? Come to Cape Crape and Chowder for National Clam Chowder Day.
What? I don't think I can. I call National Chowder Day.
Okay, clam chowder. How's your supply chain? Have you experienced? I know a lot of restaurants limited menus. Did you get enough to have a special day with the clam chowder?
We've got all the fixings, Dan.
Really? Okay. All right. Now you're telling me. I want to know. What's on your menu tonight? I want to celebrate National Clam Chowder Day at Cape Crape and Chowder. What
and
can
you
I
will.
Get?
And you will, with 100% genuine seafood.
What kind of seafood? Then it's not clam chowder. You're not celebrating the day. You know what? If you were celebrating National Clam Chowder Day, I would go and have a steamer table, you know, even on the cheap of the three different kinds of clam chowder. and be able to go and have like a steamer table, have the oyster crackers out there, maybe have an appetizer of some conch, real conch fritters.
Look,
and hush puppies and French fries.
They've already forced me to put up a sticker that says contains no seafood from the state of Florida.
Fine! Get it sent in from somewhere! What are you serving? I want to know what it is that you're feeding people.
It comes from the sea.
What does that mean?
And it's chemically altered for consistency. People like chewy when it's coming from the sea.
Okay. If I come in for a half sandwich.
Don't ask questions and enjoy Tony's famous chowder.
What kind of meat can I get on the sandwich? Is it fresh baked bread at your place? Like Panera?
Sure.
Okay. And what do I get on that? Do you have roast beef, turkey, pastrami? What kind? I know you're not a deli. There's got to be a variety of sandwiches. What kind of sandwich do I get?
Most people like
ham?
A grilled cheese style sandwich.
Okay. So a half a grilled cheese sandwich.
And I can't say it's not cheese. It's a cheese type product.
Okay. I'd like a cheese type product, half grilled cheese, because that's all you got. And I'd like some of your delicious clam chowder for National Clam Chowder Day. What am I getting?
I think what you meant to order was Tony's famous chowder.
All right, let's play that game. I want Tony's famous chowder. What's in it?
Natural goodness from the sea.
How much you charging?
$9.95
for a imitation grilled cheese sandwich, half,
cup
of Tony's world famous chowder. We don't know, some kind of textured, chemically enhanced chewiness.
It's very satisfying.
Do I get French fries?
Oh, jeez.
If you're getting it, you get fries on the plate.
Yeah, sure, I could do that. But the fries are getting, they're going sky high. You know, and when they're made with potatoes.
Sure, when they're made with potatoes, which is what they're supposed to be made out of. Let me ask you this.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to call them French fries if it's not potato.
Correct.
Based.
Do you take credit cards?
Yes, we do. We work with PayPal.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.